When you cannot sleep, get up. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. When you cannot sleep, get up. Oftentimes we toss and turn in our sleep, and we are restless in our sleep, and we say, my goodness sakes, why is it that I don't sleep soundly and beautifully all the time? Most of the time I sleep soundly and beautifully, and I'm very comfortable, and everything is just fine, but why is it that I don't always sleep soundly and beautifully? We have so much going on in our world. We have so many wonderful things going on in our life. Our life is just filled with adventures and filled with things that are just so exciting that they make us feel like we're wide awake all the time. Our mind has a lot of things going on in it that we don't realize. Our mind has a lot of activities going on. Actually, it's our brain. Our mind is a universal mind of allness, but our brain is how we use that universal mind, how we put it to work in our individual use. Now, our brain is awake all the time. Our brain, we think, is asleep, but our brain has a mode of perhaps sleep or perhaps something of that nature, but it's always awake because our autonomic nervous system is always conducting every operation of our body. It's making our body breathe and making our body act and live and be alive and to die. But our basic thought is now about being alive. Now, what happens when we are alive? Oh, we like to say our prayer, now I lay me down to sleep. And that sort of prayer is sort of a fatalistic prayer. What we want to really do is to say, when I go to sleep, I rest. I let go of all the daily activities that have been concerning my mind, and I am now at peace. Every time I lay down to go to sleep, whether it's for a nap in the afternoon or for my evening sleep, I say, I am peace. I say, I am peace. And so, I am peace. And almost immediately, I fall off to sleep. I fall off to dreamland. I fall off to forgetting about the daily life about me. I'm not concerned about all the things that are going on around me. I'm not concerned about all of the activities that I've established to say to myself, this is important, this is something that I've got to realize, I've got to pay attention to, this is something that is so vital, so necessary in my life. I don't say those things. I just let go and let whatever it is that takes place within my being take place. Now, my body knows exactly how to operate itself. It has from the time it was born. It knows exactly what it should do and what it shouldn't do. It knows exactly how it should let go of the past and live in the present. My body knows exactly that attitude and that condition, and my body conducts myself in that attitude and in that condition. And as it conducts my physical form in that way, I am peaceful. I am relaxed. When I run a race, I run with all my enthusiasm and all my energies, and everything I am just is put into that running of the race, of that physical activity. And then when the race is over, I take deep breaths and relax and relax and relax, letting every energy within my body be at peace. Because unless I let every energy in my body be at peace, I will continue to be in the exercising or the racing mode. And if I continue to be in that racing mode, that activity mode, then I will not be able to relax. I will not be peaceful. I will not regain my energy, regain my, not control over my energy, but regain awareness of my energy. We don't control the energy in our body. We don't control anything in life. We don't control, we are not in control of anything, but we regain the awareness of our energy. When we are at peace and we think of something beautiful, we're right in that something beautiful. When we are at peace and we think of a happy time, we are there. When we are at peace and we think of some terrible time, we are also there, because it makes no difference to the mind what thoughts are given to it. It will play the game whatever thoughts are given to it. The mind is our activity. The brain is our activity. It does what we want it to do. It handles our life. It handles our affairs. It handles everything we do, however we want to do it. It's up to us. It's up to us to think and act and be and do exactly what it is that we feel is important to us. Now, it's not a matter that we regain or we control anything. It's a matter that we let go and let our natural awareness take over and give to our body all of that renewed energy, that continued energy that it is. Now, our body is made up of atoms, billions and billions and trillions and zillions of atoms, uncountable almost. And these atoms are in great abundance throughout our body. Billions, that's a lot of them. And every one of these atoms have within them its own atomic structure, the universal atomic structure, which is constantly in motion. It's constantly moving. It cannot be destroyed or it cannot be created. It's there. It exists. And it exists in our body. In fact, it exists in all things. It exists in the air. It exists on the planets. It exists in the universe. It exists in the sun. It exists in all. And whatever the allness is, however it functions, it is giving forth whatever it is. But the important thing to remember is that these atoms in our body are pure, wonderful, fantastic energy, ever being energy, never being less energy or more energy, but ever being energy. We may try to crack the atom and bring about the atom bomb, but all we do is go into the inner energy source of the atom. And that atom is revealing its energy source in your body and mine every moment of the day. All of our life, the atoms within us are continually responding to our desire for whatever purpose we have. Now, we are naive. Perhaps naive is even an understated word, but we are naive to think that the food we eat brings energy to our body. We are naive to think that the water we drink is necessary for our body. We think that the air we breathe is necessary for our body. And this is as unimportant, as absolutely unnecessary as anything in the world. Though these things have been, and we have trained ourselves to believe this, though these things do appear to be important to our body and to our life and to our living, the atoms within our body, the atoms within the food, the atoms within the air, the atoms within the water, the atoms within anything that we partake of in our body are no more, no less than the atoms that exist anywhere else. And each atom is pure energy. And each atom is doing its perfect thing encouraging, structuring, enlivening the body that we live in. Now, when we are unable to go to sleep and we are sort of wakefulness in the middle of the night or in the early morning, when we get up, we take control of our mind, our brain, we take control of our body, and we say, I am peace. Now, it's not a matter that we lay down in bed and say, I am peace, because we've already had that be a misadventure for us. But we get up. We may sit in our bed in a meditative pose, or we may sit in a chair or on the floor, or we may go for a walk. We may do anything which causes our thinking system to move away from the attitude of unable to sleep. And when we move away from that attitude of being unable to sleep, then we have other attitudes that are coming into our system. We have the attitude of peace. We have the attitude of all is in divine order. We have the attitude of being aware of what's going on in the world. Our mind, our brain brings back thoughts to us of the happy times that we've had, or the unhappy times. But when we are awake, we have total opportunity to say, yes, I will pay attention to those unhappy thoughts, or yes, I will pay attention to the happy thoughts. Either choice. And when we do that, then we are taking charge. We are taking charge of our attitudes. We're taking charge of where we put our thought, where we put our intention, where we put our attitudes. Now, where do we put them? Where do we want them? Well, you got to remember those unhappy things. No, you don't. Those unhappy things will take care of themselves and dissipate and become nothing, as all things do. The happy thoughts will take care of themselves and become nothing, as all things do, or become something, depending upon where we want to place our attention. So, if you can't sleep, you get up and you read a book, or you sit down, or you think a thought. It's much better to meditate. Consciously choosing to meditate on choices of thought that you have made for yourself, that I have made for myself. And as I take responsibility for these thoughts that I have, my life takes on a whole new complexion. My life takes on a whole new attitude, and I am so uplifted and so fulfilled and so realizing that all is divine and all is good. I am delighted. I am happy. And because I am happy, all things work out in a beautiful way. Because I'm happy, I am opening the doorway of my consciousness, of my heart, to the feeling of goodness within me. I like me. I like me. I like me. Oh, my goodness sakes. And I say I like me. Now, when I say I like me, all the cells of my body are going to do everything they can to radiate that attitude of I like me. Every cell of my body is going to do everything it can, because now I am telling it what to do and it is responding to what I tell it what to do. Every cell of my body is going to be radiant, alive, and vital, and dynamic in its original purity and integrity. I may be 5 years old, 55, 95, 105, it makes no difference. Every cell in my body instantly reverts to its original purity and integrity if I put my attention on my original purity and integrity. And I listen to my divine self within me, and I say, all is good and all is very good. My body gets information of who I am from my thought. My body gets information of what I want it to be by my thought. And so if I take charge of my thought toward my body, toward my life, toward my affairs, toward my world, then so it is. I say, there is now peace on earth, and it began in my thought. So I am the creator of the world I live in. I'm creator of the activities that take place in the world I live in. And because I am that creator, and because I'm a good creator, that I am thinking of peace, and I'm thinking of harmony, I'm thinking of love. I'm thinking of unconditional love, love that knows no conditions. It only is, and it expresses totally everywhere. So when I can't sleep, I get up. And I put that good time to work in a positive way and say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am the ideal. I like me. These are words that we can never say too much. These are words that we can never reaffirm too much. These are words that are waiting for us to utilize in our life, in our affairs, in our body, in who we are. And as we affirm them and as we are aware of them, we feel very good. Because when energy is used in its positive way, it compounds itself in a beautiful, positive way, bringing to us every good and lovely thing. And that's our original purity and integrity. We have the opportunity to let this energy be misdirected if we wish, to be directed in a negative way if we wish, and that's perfectly okay. That is often done, but it does not have to be. We can determine which direction our energy is going to go. We can speak positive thoughts for ourselves. We can live positive ideas. We can dream positive dreams. We can look about us and see everything positive and call everything good and very good. And as we do that, we're creating our world into some very fabulous experience for us. For whatever our body is, it outpictures what our mind is thinking about, what our brain is directing its attention to. And if we're going to direct our attention to negativity, our body will reflect that. And if we're going to direct our attention to the positive, joyful truth of all, our body will reflect it. It's about time we just let go. We let go, and all of the leprosy falls off, all of the unhappiness falls off, all of the illusions fall off. And that which is there all the time, the purity, the goodness, the right action, the excellence, shines forth. And it was just waiting to shine forth because it's always there. It's not moody. It doesn't say, if you're not good, you can't have it. It just says, if you put a cause in motion that will not allow for this to be, then it cannot happen. But it is there waiting to happen. It's not something we're going to create. It's already there. It's just a matter of, is our attention there with it? And if our attention is there with it, it reveals itself in and through our life, our affairs, our world, all that we are. For in my life now, all is in divine order. In my world now, all is in divine order. In my body now, all is in divine order. In me now, in every thought I think, all is in divine order. Join me in this wonderful realization that all is in divine order now. And as you join me in this realization that all is in divine order now. All is in divine order now. And it's so exciting, so revealing, so rewarding, that no matter what we do, it only goes from better to better, more wonderful to more wonderful. Know that I love me, I love me, I love me, I like me, I like me, I like me. And with that same joy in my heart, I love you, I love you, I love you. I like you, I like you, I like you. I like you.